some of the points that come out of the Mishnah and the Tosfos and Bechoris have been used in a very different area of halacha. Rav Herzog, who was the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, dealt with a difficult shaila halacha l'maisa of a number of women whose husbands had converted to Islam and abandoned them, and they were left without gittin and married to these men who are now mishumadim, mumrim, whatever their status was. And the question was there any way to allow them to go free without a get, considering the fact that it was impossible to get a get from these husbands? And it's in this discussion that Rav Herzog discussed a suggestion that had been made by Elia Klatsky of creating gittin on behalf of someone else. And Rav Herzog discusses his reservations with this concept. And Rav Herzog goes to a number of different possible suggestions, and discussed within this context is the following question. If we assume that a mummer doesn't have the ability to create kedushin, so what would be the case if someone did create a valid kedushin, somebody who was not a mummer, and then later became a mummer? Does that undo the kedushin, the fact that he's no longer a person who can create kedushin? So does that status now undo the kedushin that's already there? And in the course of this discussion, so the comparison is made to kedusha behema. If I am makish an animal, and it then becomes the situation is such that it's impossible for the kedushin to take place, so do we say that that undoes the kedushin automatically? And we find the Mishnah in Bechoris and Daf Yudalek that the Mishnah says that if you have an animal that has a mum, and you're makdish that animal, so that animal goes l'chulin. But if you're makdish the animal first, and the mum shows up afterwards, the mum develops afterwards, so then we don't find that it totally goes out l'chulin. We find, for example, that there is still an iser giza. So one might assume that that seems to indicate that the kedushin doesn't automatically undo itself. So this is a discussion that's discussed there. Rav Herzog talks about that. Rav Herzog wrote a letter to the Sridi Eish. And the Sridi Eish, in discussing this topic, considers this question and points out that it's not exactly clear what is the status of this animal, the animal where the mum developed after the hektish. So is it true that the kedusha is still there or not? It's not 100% clear. The fact that there's still an Isra Giza, we see from Tosfos and Daf Tazayin and Aleph, from the top Tosfos, that it could be that the fact that there's an Issa Giza doesn't necessarily indicate that there's a Kedusha. Maybe that's only a Gezeres HaKasav, and maybe the Kedusha is indeed removed. However, the Sridi Eish goes on to point out that the Sridi Eish disagrees, and the Sridi Eish took the presence of an Issa Giza as an indication of some Kedusha, and therefore is what to Mefalpul about. And the Sridi Eish does indeed go on to Mefalpul for many, many pages of very lengthy tshuva. It's printed as Tzimin Tzadi and Evan Ezer and Chelek Aleph of the Sridi Eish, and it's a very lengthy discussion. This is just one little detail of the discussion.